104.5 The Zone, an hour of talk about sports, Nashville, and more with Ned Michaels and Bob Mueller. Phone lines are open at 615-737-1045. This is Michaels and Mueller, presented by Franklin American Mortgage Company on 104.5 The Zone.
Tuesday night in Nashville, we're back in our regular time. A lot of gold on the streets tonight as the Predators take on Ottawa tonight at home. A couple of points out of the playoffs right now, so they could use a win and get that back into the playoff situation. Michaels and Mueller on the air on this Tuesday night. Bob Mueller in studio. 81 in the house to
What's
my right.
What's going on,
former
man?
Titan Chris Sanders. Ned Michaels, a little under the weather. Feel better, pal. We'll see you next week. And our own road warrior, News 2 Sports Director Corey Curtis, straight back from Indianapolis and the combine today for the NFL. And Corey, we got to start with the quote of the day. You get the first shot at John Robinson. When asked about Ryan Tannehill, will he be the starting quarterback for 2020? His quote is, "We will see how that goes." What does that tell you? Oh, Corey's not there yet.
Dang, go me, Corey.
I'm sorry. That's okay.
I'm right.
There you go.
Did you hear our intro? I'm sorry. We're trying to find out your take on just back from Indianapolis. Nice drive up and back today. John Robinson asked about Ryan Tannehill. Is he going to be the starting quarterback for 2020? And his answer is, we will see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, he tried to lump him in with all the other free agents of just, we'll make some calls. We'll talk about the contract situation. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. But he's not like everybody else.
No.
You know, if he's your quarterback, he's your quarterback.
That's exactly right.
And he should be a priority, you know. And if he's not a priority, well, then who is your priority? Because we all know you have to have a plan. And listen, there can be gamesmanship and leverage and all that other nonsense that goes on, you know, right about now. But, you know, the simple fact is on March 18th, he becomes a free agent on the open market. Mm.
His priority clearly was Derrick Henry today because he kind of said, we want to do all we can to get him back next year.
Yeah, I mean, and really that's the most striking thing is how differently he addressed the two.
Yep.
And, you know, and listen, we can go in and we can mince words, but all the words about Ryan Tannehill were words about the past, and he talked about Derrick Henry in terms of past, present, and future. And so, you know, appreciating what he did, liking what he's doing, and looking forward to what he's doing, and going to do whatever we can to get him back here. And look, they have to bring Derrick Henry back. That's not even a choice.
Right.
They have so many season tickets tied up in number 22 right now that they would really be abandoning their fan base if they did not bring him back.
Well, let me ask you a question. I know we're talking about Henry, but say if Henry gets tagged, do you think Henry would show up to camp if he was getting tagged?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a really good question. You know, you wonder what his motivations are, you know, what he's really after. We always talk about the money. It's not the money. It's what the money says. Mm-hmm. You know, is it important for him for the money to say something, or does he just want a deal that's fair? Because, you know, if he wants to make $16, $17 million, you know, I get it. But I don't know that I would give it to him. He's kind of a one-dimensional player for them. Mm-hmm. You know, I still think they need to draft somebody who can do other things for them. He's also only done it one out of 4 years. So, you know, it's not a perfect product. Last year was an amazing product. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you're talking about, you know, a team that's going to be strapped up against the cap. And the higher you go with him, the harder the rest of them get to be. I think, you know, that tag number is about 12.5. I think it's a great place to start negotiations. And if you could wind up somewhere between 12.5 and 14, I would think that would be a good deal for everyone.
If you're Ryan Tannehill, this was not a signal of embracement, that's for sure. You've got a new agent. You know, he had a great year. He showed what he can do. He's going to get some offers out there. If it comes at, you know, if the Titans haven't done something, tagged him or made an offer, if he gets that first big offer, does he go?
Well, I mean, look, somebody's going to pay him.
I agree.
If the Titans aren't going to be the team to do it, somebody else is going to do it. It's just, you know, when he was at that NFL awards show, we saw him on the runway and we saw the mystery on his wife's face and his face when asked about his future. And he didn't talk when he left the Titans locker room. And now we get these kind of innocuous answers today from Vrabel and Robinson about it. And so, you know, it just leads to the mystery of the situation. And again, if a guy is your franchise quarterback, you don't you treat him that way? Don't you put out the message that, you know, listen, you're our guy, you're the leader of this football team. You know, because my whole deal was when he didn't stay in the locker room clean out day to answer questions. To me, if that's your football team, if you're the leader of that football team, if you're the quarterback of that football team, you have to stay and say something when you pack up.
It was very strange. He was just edging to the door. He couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Yeah, and so, I mean, and again, I could be dead wrong, but just reading the tea leaves, and, you know, Chris, you and I have been around this stuff for 20-whatever years. It's not normal. That's the bottom line. It's not normal.
But do you think they have a good relationship? I mean, do you think it was all smoke and mirrors that he was saying the right things during the season, but there was things going on behind closed doors for him to act like that after that, you know, loss against KC?
I don't know. I mean, I think the relationship was fine. The question is what did each side want to get out of that relationship when it started? Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, look, the Titans had him for 1 year. That was it. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't make a move to extend him. They didn't make a move to extend Mariota. They knew both quarterbacks were going to be done after this year. I think that's more than coincidence, personally. You know, Tannehill got what he needed out of the Titans, and that was a rebirth. Now, is that rebirth going to continue here or go somewhere else? That's what needs to be seen. He's going to cash in on what happened here. It's just a matter of where he's going to cash in at. But you would think that if he, you know, you would think that if there were some kind of assurances that he was going to be back, that somebody would be saying something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, there's no indication of that at all. You're exactly right. It was talked about in the past. I mean, I know, and it could all still happen. There's still a lot of time between now and then. It could all still happen, but that wasn't the signal that was given today.
No. I mean, look, they said, he had a great year. He came in and did a nice job of adapting to our system and learning it. You know, he made some plays for us, yada, yada, yada. But nothing about, you know, he showed he can win games for us, you know, at a high level. You know, we know we can move forward with him and win a lot of games. It was just, you know, we'll see if it works out. And then every time, you know, Vrabel's talking about Brady, his eyes are wandering everywhere. And you know, it just leads you to be, you know, and maybe that's what they want everybody to think. I mean, you know, maybe they're the best poker players on earth. We have to consider that as well.
Using Brady as the shiny object as opposed to a real threat?
No, I don't. I think he is a real threat.
I think so, too. I think there's a 70% chance he's behind center next year for the Titans.
I mean, I've been saying this for weeks. You know that. You've been saying it since the season ended. I've been saying if he leaves the Patriots, and I think he is going to leave the Patriots, then he's going to come here because it makes the most sense. And I think, you know, I mean, listening to Vrabel talk about him today, and he's an extremely accurate passer, he knows the offense, he's a great communicator, great leader. You know, he just, you know, oozes on and on about how awesome he is. And, you know, he's got 6 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. Vrabel's got 3 with him.
And if you think your window is now, who do you want? The guy with 6 Super Bowl rings or the guy with none?
But do you really think that Tom Brady would actually come to the Tennessee Titans with the situation with the offensive line? We don't even know if Conklin's going to be here. And you know Brady does not like to get hit. So,
what do you mean with the situation in the offensive line?
I mean,
once the offensive line finally got itself together,
but it was late though.
Yeah, it was late. And why was it late, Chris? We all know the answer to that.
No doubt.
Because Taylor Lewan was suspended for 4 weeks.
And was rusty for a couple.
And it took him 4 weeks to get himself back together. Nate Davis, as a rookie, missed the entire training camp in preseason. It took him half the season. So, I mean, the last 8 weeks of the season, you know, yes, Ryan Tannehill had a huge part to do with his team's success. So did Derrick Henry. But the offensive line getting itself together the last 8 games to me was just as important, if not more important, than those things. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to lose Jack Conklin. I am 900% sure about that. There's no way they're going to afford him. But you're going to have 4 out of 5 pieces, and this is the NFL. You shouldn't be able to keep everybody. because if you're able to keep everybody all the time, it means your players aren't very good and nobody else wants them. Mm-hmm. So when you lose players, it's because you got good ones and people want them. It's a compliment. And so, you know, if the Titans are truly a good team, they have to be prepared to lose some players. They didn't tag Jack Conklin mm-hmm. last year with his fifth-year option, and so they're probably going to lose him. But you have to be with the moment they made that decision, mm-hmm. they had to start thinking about who's going to be the replacement at right tackle. And look, it's not like Brady didn't get hit in New England. That offensive line was not great last year.
Right. But just like with the CBA, I mean, you know, they're probably going to extend to 17 games and then have less practices during the season. So in my mind, I just can't see Brady coming here to learn a whole different offense, have to know your offensive line.
Hold on, Kimo Sabe.
This is totally different. Okay, it's totally different. So I'm telling you.
Hold on.
He's the best, but coming here is totally different.
You're telling me that Ryan Tannehill can come in and learn this offense and perform at a high level, but Tom Brady can't?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that would he want to? I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying would he want to start completely all over?
Would you think that they're going to make Tom Brady completely conform to their offense, or do you think that they're going to meld and make their offense conform to Tom Brady?
Mike Vrabel
talked about it today.
Right.
He talked about how they're going to have new verbiage in their playbook. They're going to have new plays in their playbook. They're going to have new ideas in their playbook. Why are they going to have all those new things? Well, probably because they're going to have a new quarterback who's got a different skill set that they're going to take advantage of.
Right. But here's the thing is – Tom Brady knows his offensive line. Tom Brady knows his receivers. I know they lost a couple of receivers. He knows everything about that. So now
his receivers in New England are bad.
I know they're bad. But what I'm just saying, it's totally different from back then to where you had more time to know your players. Why would Tom Brady want to do that?
Came in here and lit it up.
Yeah, but that's totally different.
Why?
He's not
the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah,
that's how it's totally different.
Yeah, but it's a little different. I'm just saying it's a little different.
You're just talking yourself out of it.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
No, I mean, people are just...
I just can't...
No.
You miss what I'm saying. You miss what I'm saying. I'm not saying he can't. You hear what I said? I'm not saying he can't. Will he want to go do that? That's the point that I'm making.
I think he wants to play, and this would be a perfect opportunity.
Let me give you another reason why he might want to.
Okay.
Because he will have more power here within the offense running the offense than he had.
I agree with you 100%.
One last question, Corey. I know you got to run because you got to work out on the bike. What about this scenario? They sign a deal with Henry. They get him under contract. They put a tag on Tannehill to see whether or not they get Brady. If they get Brady, they trade Tannehill.
Mm. You know, I think that's a bold move. But what happens if you can't find a dancing partner?
You're right. Then you got to cut a big check for Tannehill.
Yeah. So, well, and then you're cutting players to get under the cap because you're all of a sudden you're tied
two
up
big
$65 million with two guys. So it's a bold move, and I love it because you could potentially get first, second round type picks for him.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a hell of a poker player to pull that move off, and. You know, it would be interesting because I've had it brought up to me, and I think it's a hell of an idea.
I think these guys might have the you-know-whats to try. we're going to find out. You need to go work out. Sure. I really appreciate you calling in, pal. Rest up from your trip back. We'll see you on News 2 at 10. News 2 Sports Director Corey Curtis.
All right.
That's terrific. That is a big poker move.
But if
anybody's going to do it, I think it might be these guys.
You don't think this place will go crazy if Brady signs here? It will be bananas.
Oh, my God. Well, and there's... Besides the football, you got to look at the whole picture here. Yeah. This would be a great town for Tom Brady and Giselle to come into. They would be the king and queen of Nashville. Yeah. She's got a brand. He's got a brand. Yeah. This would be a great place to start it and market it. They want to move to Los Angeles when they retire, whatever. There's all kinds of possibilities here that go beyond football.
Yeah.
And the football stuff, the Titans are trying to be New England light, New England South. They're trying to emulate exactly what's going on there. Brady falls into line with all of that. He knows Vrabel. They played with each other. They're friends. They got three rings together. There's just all kinds of stars lining up. Yeah. The question will be, do the Titans want him and do he want the Titans? Does it match up? I think that's what's going to determine this.
Yeah, and then also, too, we Byer used to get mad because they wasn't talking about the Tennessee Titans on a national spotlight.
We'll be on the national spotlight.
It's
if you got Tom Brady behind
right,
center,
right.
And I think this
here.
Takes nothing away from Ryan Tannehill. I think if Tom Brady was 35 and was still going to be guaranteed to be signed with New England, that this would be a whole different scenario. The Titans might be thinking more about Ryan Tannehill than they are now. I just think that the opportunity to have Tom Brady as your quarterback for, say, 2 years, maybe three, 2 years, something like that, when you can find another quarterback, groom a replacement quarterback for a couple of years, the possibility of a Super Bowl winning quarterback like that leading your team when you've been to the playoffs, you've been one game short of it. I just don't know how you turn that down.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me put you on the spot. Is would you right now? I'm not talking about the Brady of the guy who won six Super Bowls.
Yep.
I'm talking about now.
He's would not the same quarterback, but he's still pretty good.
Or Brady right now
with this team.
With this team,
I would sign Brady.
I would sign Tannehill.
There you go. Now, we'll have more discussion. Michael Zamuler continues after this.
You have to be
getting started with Michael Zamuler. Give us a call, 615-737-1045. This segment brought to you by looking for a resort community to nail your next address. Located just outside of Nashville on Arno Road and Interstate 840 lies a private community club unlike any other. The Grove, 1,100 acres of gated community offering a distinctive lifestyle. Williamson County's only Greg Norman signature golf course, full-service spa, fitness facilities, tennis, swimming pools, and world-class dining. Custom homes built by four different builders on site. Give them a call at The Grove and groveliving.com off Arnold Road and I-840. Thank you for calling. Ali's going to join us on the phone. He wants to talk about the GOAT, the greatest of all time, possibly coming to Nashville. Ali, thank you for your call.
What's up, guys?
Hey there.
What's up, big man?
First,
we lose you.
He was awesome. I'm here.
I got you.
Can you hear me?
Got you.
Yeah. All right. So I'm a big Titans guy. Loved Tannehill. Loved everything he did. But when the GOAT wants to come to your team, you can't say no. Like, as much as I've hated Brady my whole life, but
if he's our Brady,
Nashville, you don't say no.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. I think if there's a possibility, and it looks like, you know, there's more than flirting going on here. they're thinking about dating here, and so, you know, there's a possibility. You know, we still got to wait and see. You're right. The Patriots could re-sign him. You never know. He may get a 1 year deal and finish out his career there. We don't know. It doesn't look like it. I think if that was going to happen, we would already seen that. And certainly the signal from John Robinson today was, we're open for pretty much anything here. And that's a signal that Tom Brady's not out of the ballgame.
This is what we got to understand, too, is Brady is the best of all times, right? He's the best of all times. But is he the best now? That's because people want to win now. And I'm not saying bringing Brady here wouldn't be fantastic. I think it'd be fantastic in so many areas. But is he the best quarterback now? You need to win now. Understand he won six Super Bowls. Understand he leads the league in so many things, but is he the best quarterback now? He is one of the best now.
Is he the best? Probably not at 42.
He's old.
He's still pretty good, though.
He's really good.
You know, the Titans did look pretty good when they beat him this year up in New England. Yeah. That was an impressive win. You can't forget about that. And who won that? Ryan Tannehill. He played pretty well.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to ask you that question one more time. Would you sign Tannehill now or sign Brady?
If you're the general manager?
The general manager.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's a big roll of the dice. Because if you sign Brady, which I think I would do, and he comes here and guess what? He really is out of gas. And you only win six games and you had Ryan Tannehill that got you to the AFC championship game. That's going to be a lot of questions asked. But, you know, that's
true. True.
I think if he is available, I think that he is a Tennessee Titan next year. Let's go back to the phones. Jesse from Murfreesboro wants to talk about Ryan Tannehill. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, no disrespect to you, Mr. Mueller, or the previous caller, but I got to side up with the veteran, Mr. Sanders.
Hey, my man.
The way Ryan Tannehill played last year, the fire he brought to this team, we haven't seen that since Steve McNair days.
You're right about that. There's no question.
In plenty of years. Of course, Brady's the GOAT. I think the age is definitely going to catch up with him. And what you just said on the previous segment there about he could come here and just totally flop out, it would be a complete nightmare to walk out that door with the way he played. You at least got to franchise him and give Henry money. And let's roll with it and go Titans.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a roll of the dice if they do it. I think it's a positive possible major roll of the dice. Right. But as I asked Corey, the best case scenario is you sign Derrick Henry, mm-hmm. get him under a long-term contract, you franchise Ryan Tannehill. If you get Brady, great. You trade Tannehill. If you don't, you got to cut another check to Tannehill. But then the cap number comes in and all that other stuff that all the numbers people have to deal with.
I think for Tannehill, the one thing he can't do is take them. I mean, one thing he has to do is take the emotions out of it. You got to understand it's a business. So even if they're pursuing Brady and then Brady decides to go with the Patriots, take your emotions out of it. Say, you know what? I understand what's going on. Understand it's a business. So, yeah, I'll come back and sign with the Tennessee Titans. But guess what? Just like in Jerry Maguire, you got to show me the money, buddy. You better show me the money. And that's what
I think the Titans, and I have no knowledge, this is total speculation, but I think the people in the front office up there are pushing all the chips in, saying, this is the team. We got this far. Mm-hmm. If we get Brady behind center, we can win this thing. I think they're pushing it all in. I don't think that they don't think Tannehill can do it, but I think they think more likely Brady could do it.
But the thing about it, even this year, who had a better year, Brady or Tannehill? In my opinion, I think Tannehill had a better year than Brady. Brady can't run around like Tannehill does.
That's true. That takes a weapon away.
Because now you come here and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's on the same page. How is Brady going to run? It looks absolutely terrible.
Let's go to the phones one more time. Brandon from Murfreesboro wants to talk about the situation. Thank you for calling in, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I'm going to have to go with Mr. Mueller on this. It's the GOAT. Can't turn that down, man. Like, it's a business. I always hear players talk about it's a business. It's a business. Well, this is a business. And to be honest, roll the dice. Would you rather have a man that had one consistent year versus a man versus
having
Super Bowl rings?
Six rings.
So it's a business, man. Like, you can't turn him down. It's pretty obvious. And we have all the weapons surrounding him. And he did all the work last year for New England. And he still busted out about over 4,000 yards and, you know, still made it to the playoffs. But with him coming here, he wouldn't have to do nothing but step back 3 feet, throw it to Henry,
yep.
throw it to whoever.
A.J. Brown.
Wide receiver, and he would just let the rest happen. And he would be, you know, on the next Super Bowl. But thank you so much for the call.
Brandon, quick question to you, if you're still with us. What do you think the fan reaction would be if they got Tom Brady here? Think it would be overwhelmingly accepting or kind of going, what are you doing? Tannehill was pretty good.
So, yeah, like I said, I'm calling from Murfreesboro. And pretty much all my buddies, they're talking about it. It's pretty much a toss-up, to be honest. Some of them were like, yeah, I'd be cool with it. Some of them were like, no, let's roll with Tannehill. But either way, in my opinion, I feel like it's just the GOAT, man, and you can't turn him down. And plus, the sales would just be through the roof.
Yeah. Jersey sales would explode, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. It would just, you know, having not even just for football, but think about it, you know, the Predators or MLS, yep. and then all of a sudden Giselle and Tom Brady are in the seats. Like,
they would own the city, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And then they would, you know, they could possibly run Nashville, possibly, if Brady retired. He could, you know, further steps down the road through his business of the Titans. But anyway.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate you calling in.
I agree with them to an extent, but the point that I'm kind of making is who's the best now? I mean, I understand that he won six Super Bowls. And listen, he's the best of all times, the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Okay, here, answer me this question.
Yes.
You got both these guys. You got Ryan Tannehill yes. here, and you got Tom Brady standing here. You've made it to the Super Bowl. Who do you want as your quarterback?
I would go with Brady.
There you go.
The reason I'll go with Brady
is because... You just made the call because they just made it to the AFC Championship last year. They needed to make it one more spin.
See, you're trying to get me in trouble. You got me there.
I don't know. I am not dissing Ryan Tannehill.
I
think he
it's
played fantastic. When you consider he didn't come in until six games in, sat on the bench, and watched this team go 2-4, mm-hmm. It was a lost cause that, you know, the season was kind of not going anywhere. It was a roller coaster. Even when he got in, it was still up and down. But then he took control of this football team and racked off, 10 wins?
Yes.
I mean, it was really impressive. He played well. Had a few games he probably didn't play as well as he would like mm-hmm, to have. Mm-hmm. Henry made the difference. The two of them really were the difference for this football team. They played off each other. They were able to – the line strengthened itself. Were able to give running lanes. Were able to give – Ryan Tannehill some time to pass. The last part of the season, this team looked solid.
Yeah, I mean, they really did. And the reason why, and just kind of backtrack a little bit, if you look at Brady's proved himself. If you look at Tannehill, he still needs to prove himself. You don't think that's a dangerous quarterback?
Yeah.
When you have a guy that's playing with an edge like he's played this year, I don't think – I know everybody's talking about that he's only done it 1 year. Yeah, Miami, he's got hurt and he didn't have no weapons there. But this is a guy who still has an edge, who still has to prove himself. That's the kind of guy I want to lead the charge. I'm not saying Brady can't come in here and play. I'm not. I'm definitely not saying it because he's the best of all times. But you got a guy that is hungry. You got a guy that needs to prove himself. You don't think that that guy's going to try to win every
game.
And
Tannehill's got several years ahead. He's 31 years old. Yeah, he's got five really good years or more ahead of him. I mean, he's at his peak right now, and you've seen what he can do at his peak. Now, do you blame him for the Kansas City loss? I don't. Mm-hmm. I think the Titans were tired. I think they just ran out of gas, and they ran up against a better football team. I don't think they were ever going to win that game. They had a chance there at the beginning, but they just ran out of gas, and KC just had too many offensive weapons.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a team, KC, I mean, you just know that they were the better team. You know, Tannehill played solid.
He did.
He was 7-for-18 or something like that. But there's one play that if he would have made, it would have changed the whole game, and that was the deep ball to Firkser. I know Firkser
overthrew
him. I know Firkser runs a 21 flat in the 40-yard dash.
That's my speed.
But if he would have hit him, there was nobody there. I mean, that could have been a game changer. So, you know, there's still some things he need to work on. But this is a guy who has an edge, who still has a proven self. I'm going to roll with a cat like that.
What do you think the fans would like? I mean, do you think there's a feeling out there? Do they just want to win? They don't care. They just want to go to the Super Bowl. Or do you think... There's loyalty. There's look what he did for us. How can you just boot him after 1 year? Who knows what Tom Brady's going to do? He's 42 years old. You know, he could fall down and hurt himself.
I mean, I just think that these fans just want to win. And you want to bring a guy that's always been a winner. He's won 6 Super Bowls. He's won in college. He went to Michigan. So when you have a team that wants to win, who do you want to bring in? A winner. So if you have a guy like that that brings in a resume that's so big, 6 Super Bowls, and a guy that makes plays and makes everybody around him better, yeah, you want him in there. But who's the best quarterback now? That's what we got to understand. Because just like you said, if Brady comes in here in the first game, he throws 7 picks, what do you do? Are you still going to call him the GOAT? Or are you going to just
you
say,
talked a little bit about this with Corey. How much of a transition will it be for Brady to come here? They're going to position this team around him. Right. They're going to make it easy for him. But still, it's a different system. He can't take off the first couple weeks of training camp because he knows what's going on. He's going to have to be in here early. It's going to be a little difficult whatever team he goes to if he doesn't go back to New England.
It's a huge transition. You know, if you look at Tom Brady, he's been with the New England Patriots for so many years. So he knows the organization. He knows his offensive line. He knows the receivers. Whoever's playing wide receiver, he knows the scheme of the game. He knows what's going to happen because he's familiar with his players. Now you go to a different team. You got to know your offensive players. You got to know, you know defenses. But you got to build the camaraderie with the whole different system. And if it was me, if I'm Tom Brady, why would I go to another team and have to learn the whole identity of a team when you already have the identity of your team?
Well, only if they're done up there. I mean, we don't know, but looks like they are. There's still time, but if they're done up there, then he says he wants to play. He's not ready to retire. He's got to go to another team.
I don't think Kraft is going to let him go.
I really don't. I think they're done.
The reason why I say it is because New England Patriots, they love to win. If you take away one of your winners, then you're going to go into a losing situation. I don't think Kraft wants
I know he's the biggest player on that team and has been for a decade now. But you also have to look at what New England's history tells you.
True.
They have been known to cut players who did tremendous things for him the year before. He is a different caliber.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But there does come a time where you have to part ways, and maybe they've decided this is the time.
But the only way you part ways is when a guy's declining and is Brady declining. That's the answer. And I'm not saying that, you know, he's washed up. Yeah, he's still got an edge and want to play. But a reason why a team is going to let you go is because you're declining. It ain't about finances because they're under the cap. But is he really declining?
Well, if you're the New England Patriots versus the Tennessee Titans, who right now is the better football team? Titans beat him.
Oh, I think the Titans are the better football team.
So then why wouldn't Brady want to come here where you got a better chance to make it to the big game next year?
I mean, that's a great point, but it's going back to you got to learn it all over again. It's like you're riding a bike. Yeah, this is great, but then you change bikes. They have different gears. You have different speeds. So you're going to have to learn the whole system all over. You got to learn how Vrabel does things. I know him and Vrabel played together, but you got to learn a whole different scheme.
But the thing we also know about Brady, and again, not taking anything away from Tannehill, if you watch him on the sidelines, his work ethic is strong. He's out there early. He's in those players' faces. He's a leader. Yeah. He will take the challenge to learn the new system and won't shirk it. He won't do it halfway. He will do it full.
Yeah, and the reason why he can get in those guys' faces is because he knew those guys and he spent time with them. You can't just come off the cuff, come into a different team and start screaming at your offensive line. Some guys take that and some guys don't. Uh-huh. But the reason why he could do that to those guys is because he knew those guys. And you're going to have to learn a different system and learn those guys all over again.
But he would be the leader of the football
team. Oh, no doubt. If Freddie walked in there, everybody's going to listen to him because a guy that's established, a guy that's done it before, has done it at a high level, you're going to listen to him. Guys are going to listen to him. But if you come in here screaming at me and talking about my mama, that might not be well with me.
Brady behind center versus Tannehill behind center with Derrick Henry in the background, in the backfield.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference in those teams? Tannehill's legs, is that the only difference?
Yes.
Brady's got a little bit stronger arm, maybe, although Tannehill's arm looked pretty good.
I just think the one thing that Tannehill brings is the running element, just like what you alluded to. When you run the play action and if something's not there, you're going to have to run. And Brady runs like a 29.5 in a 30-yard dash. So, and Tannehill can make something happen. I'm not saying Brady can't do it, but I just think that Tannehill brings a different element with running the ball because they run a lot of play action.
And he showed it works.
It keeps
the defense on its toes trying to figure out, okay, we're going to pass, we're going to run, is it going to be RPO?
Yeah, and both of these quarterbacks, the one thing I love about both of these quarterbacks is they extend the plays. But when Tannehill extends the plays, when nothing's downfield, he can run. Just like the situation in Jacksonville, there was nothing downfield off the play action. He ran the ball for a touchdown.
Well, until somebody signs someplace, there's going to be a lot of discussion. We will continue that discussion on Michaels and Mueller after this.
Excuse me, Captain.
Welcome back to Michaels and Mueller. This segment brought to you by Lindell Jewelers in Brentwood. Family owned since 1991. They are your diamond experts. Looking for diamond earrings, diamond pendants, engagement rings, anything diamonds, Carolyn and her friendly staff will take care of all of your needs. Lindell Jewelers, 7028 Church Street East, Suite 106 in Brentwood, or lindelljewelers.com. Were you surprised? Because I know we talked about this last week. You were saying, who are they going to... If they have to sign somebody, who's it going to be? And you said it'd be Ryan Tannehill. I said it was going to be Derrick Henry. So were you surprised when John Robinson said, we're going to do all we can to make sure we sign Derrick Henry?
Man, I'm going to have to rethink this. I still think that they're going to – I think they'll franchise tag Henry and then sign Tannehill.
Really?
I think they will because the quarterback position is so needed. I mean, if you look at the Cleveland Browns, what's the reason why the Cleveland Browns didn't win? They had the number two rusher in the league that was behind Derrick Henry, and actually was leading before the last game. What's the reason why they didn't make it to the playoffs? Because of the quarterback play. And quarterback play is so huge in this league. You can have a great defense, you can have a great offensive line, you can have a great running back, but if you don't have a quarterback that can lead the charge, you know, you're not going to do it. That's why everybody's screaming Brady, because Brady has done it and been there before.
So, Mr. Player, you're Derrick Henry, and you've just had the year you've had, and you get franchise tag. Are you showing up for training camp?
That'll be a negative.
See, that's
negatory.
So we're starting problems here right away. And I think you're probably right about that.
And that's not being selfish.
No, I understand. It's a business.
It's a business because when you get franchise tag, you get the money of the top five in at your position, but you don't get a signing bonus. With Derrick Henry knows that he's in position to get a big signing bonus and make that money that year. So, you know, he's not.
This is Derrick Henry's money.
This is it. Because, you know, every football player talks about making their second contract. I just want to get to my second contract.
And then the lucky ones get a third one.
But he's at a point to where he has the leverage. So not too many players are in a position to where he's at. So now I have the leverage. If you franchise tag me, you're going to see a 22 jersey just hanging up in the locker because I ain't showing up. And that's not being selfish.
Do you see any possibility of a reverse scenario? Say they come to agreement with Ryan Tannehill. Do they sign him and franchise tag Derrick Henry?
Still think Derrick Henry doesn't come in.
I meant the other way around. It sounds like they want to sign Derrick Henry. Franchise Tannehill.
It's the
Will
same
Tannehill
thing.
Show up?
No.
Because he's earned a contract too.
But it all depends if Brady's here.
A lot of things.
But if I'm Tannehill and I get franchise tagged, I'm not showing up. And that's not being selfish. It's saying, you know what, I have the leverage. You need me. There's no other quarterback you can go get in the draft that can come in and play right away. So I know that, and as a player, I'm gonna make you I'm gonna make you give me what I want because I'm in position and I have the leverage.
What does the signal today mean? Does this mean Derrick Henry is the number one priority. That's what the word was. We're going to make sure we get him signed. That's the word. Does that mean he is also the first thing? If this becomes a total running football team, passing secondary, or does it not mean that?
They just think
that of the people we've got right now, we think he's the most important for this football
team. I mean, if you look at who's the most important person on the team this year, Derrick Henry. So you have to sign him.
You could argue three ways. You could argue three ways. Mm-hmm. Tannehill, obviously. Sure. Henry, obviously. And maybe the offensive line, because they created the holes and gave Tannehill the time to pass, but not until about the seventh or eighth game.
I just think that when you have guys like Henry, Logan, Tannehill, and Conklin, basically they're saying is we can't sign everybody.
I think Conklin is another one.
And Conklin's another. So you have all these guys that was a vital piece of this Tennessee Titans team, but in reality, all these guys are not going to be here because of free agency.
So Conklin is probably gone.
Deuces, I'm out of here.
Okay, we say that. So you're at the 29th in the draft. Do you look for an O-lineman?
I think you can get an O-line in the second round.
You can?
Or you can get somebody free agent-wise to come in. But also, this is the guy that they were missing is, what's the guy that was behind him? He played tackle. He would come, Kelly.
Kelly.
You got Kelly that can, when he came in, when Luan wasn't there, came in and filled in really nicely. So you know you have that backup plan that even if Conklin leaves, you can still draft somebody in the second round.
Theoretically, the line should start a little stronger this coming season than it did last year. Hopefully there's no more suspensions, and the team comes in from training camp, and they're working together. And that makes a big difference. I mean, those first six games were lost.
I think they're familiar with each other now. I mean, you had Saffold that came from L.A., so he's still trying to know the system. You got Luan getting suspended, and then you have, a couple of rookies that are playing, and all of a sudden it's fast, and they're like, what the heck is going on? But once they settled down, understood what the game was about, and understood that if we work together, we can be physical. Because if you look at their last five games, they were punching people in the nostrils. Yep. I mean, they played well.
When you think of where the Titans ended up, one game away from the Super Bowl, and how they started, some really good coaching, some really gutsy moves, replacing the quarterback. Got Luan gone for four games. That hurts. He probably really wasn't himself for six games. So you got to credit the coaching staff with a bad start. It's a little rocky for probably the first eight games, and then they took off.
You know, I take my hat off to Mike Vrabel, and I know he got criticized early because he made some bad calls, and they was 2-4, and everybody wanted to throw him to the wolves. But the one thing that I love about him is he stayed the course. He would give you those cliche things. Well, we got to stay the course. We got to get players to play. The reason why he kept saying that is because that was the identity of their team, to say, you know what? We got to stay the course. We got to trust our players. We got to stay with the technique because eventually it's going to turn around. And when you put Tannehill in there and he made that tough call to bench Mariota and to play Tannehill, then all of a sudden.
And that doesn't always work. Sometimes it blows up and that's the end of the season.
That's not easy because that's a tough call. You got Mariota, who's a fan favorite. And you got Tannehill, who nobody really liked until he started making plays. That's a tough call. So I take my hat off to Mike Vrabel.
So here's a weird scenario for you. Marcus Mariota, obviously, is not going to be back as a Tennessee Titan. Someone's going to pick him up. He could be the Ryan Tannehill next year, the comeback player. He could find the right system because I think the kid's got a lot of talent. I think he's going to be a starter in the NFL somewhere. Maybe not next year, but soon. They don't sign Tannehill. They get Brady. Tannehill goes somewhere. He lights it up somewhere. And Brady collapses. Is that the worst-case nightmare of this football team?
Boy, this town would be mad at folk. Brady comes in and does terrible, and then Tannehill goes somewhere and leads the team to a Super Bowl. You might say a bad word on the air. That might happen.
It could happen.
It could happen.
And then it could turn around, they could get Brady here and they go to the Super Bowl and win it all.
I can't wait to see.
More discussion. Michael Zamuler continues after this. Michael Zamuler back on the air. A little bit of time left. Predators losing tonight 2-1. Come on, boys. Still got time. You need a win. Let's go back to the phones. We appreciate all of our listeners. Tim from Portland wants to talk to us. Tim, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys.
How
great
are you?
Great. How are y'all?
Fine, all thank right, you. Thanks you for calling.
Listen, I was just listening to the last comments you guys made before the break, and you made the point for Brady, hands down, and I'm going to tell you how you did it. You said that Mariota was a fan favorite for the Titans, that Vrabel made a difficult decision to bench him.
Yep.
And he's making a difficult decision to bring the GOAT to Nashville, too.
It's a good point.
Not going to be not going to be popular to bench Tannehill, buddy. But it's a GOAT.
Thanks. Okay. It's again, all those moves are difficult. That's what takes the coach's decision, the general manager's decision, and the look beyond the move, what the move will actually do for the team.
You know, everybody's trying to mimic Belichick. And if you look at what Belichick...
He's been pretty successful. It's a pretty good thing to mimic.
Exactly. So if you look at Belichick, he had to make some tough calls. He had to cut some tough people. Are they trying to do the same thing with the Tennessee Titans, make those hard decisions so they can get into the caliber league like the Patriots?
Do you think they've made a decision? Do you think that this is all still in flux in the general manager's office and the coach's office? Do you think they know what they want to do? Yeah. Let's see if they can get it done.
I think they know what they want to do, but I think it all depends on does Brady want to do it.
I think they know. I think they know if he's going to be back or not, and if he's not,
right.
You know, maybe they're showing their hand a little bit.
Yeah, but I think Corey Curtis, he made a good point when he said that if Ryan Tannehill is your franchise quarterback, you're going to say those things. And did Vrabel say that today?
No.
Absolutely not. So basically, they're going a different route. I don't know if it's Brady. Well, I don't know who it is, but I don't think that Tannehill's their quarterback.
Ryan Tannehill was not the franchise quarterback. That was Marcus Mariota. Ryan Tannehill was the backup quarterback who played great this year for him. So, you know, let's go to the phone one more time. Marcus wants to call us, talk to us about the quarterback situation. Thank you, Marcus.
What's going on?
Hey
now?
There.
What's up, man?
How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I am amazing, man.
Thank you. You sound amazing. There's a good mood out there.
I call in all the time, man. I really appreciate y'all answering the phone and stuff. But what I want to say is, man, the Tannehill story to me is the greatest story. It makes everybody that anybody ever had a situation where they got knocked down and they had a chance to get back up, and they got back up and they took over.
Yep.
That's the stories we need in life. We don't need somebody to come into our thing that everybody's just talking like, oh, Lord, we get Brady, we're going straight to the Super Bowl. Shut up. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you like I said the other night. I don't even trust a man to kiss his son in the mouth that long. Mariota's situation, what happened to him, he got too prideful. He lost his ability to understand that he was in the NFL. He was worried about his money suits and his moveset going in there. It wasn't even caring about when he threw an interception or whatever. But Tannehill, I love that dude right there, man. He got knocked down, beat back, came back up, and now he's the best. You know, he's the best thing for us. All we need is Tannehill and Henry back. Go on and sign the boys. Stop playing. Quit playing. Marcus, quit playing, Jones, Uber King, and I'm out.
Thank you, Marcus. I think he's got a great point. And I do like the Ryan Tannehill story. You know, he played hard in Miami, just didn't have the football team around him. Came here, they gave him a chance to be a backup. That's what he knew he was going to be. He played hard.
Yeah.
He learned the format. He learned the team. Mm-hmm. And when his number was called, he performed.
This is what I love about Tannehill is he won his teammates over. If you look at when they played the Kansas City Chiefs, when they needed a two-point conversion, he ran through a safety's face.
Yep.
The crowd got excited. The defense got excited. It's because he showed a level of toughness that we haven't seen since Steve Mack.
We don't want to leave anybody out. David's on the phone from Murfreesboro. Let's get David's opinion on what's going on. We're talking about here tonight. Hey, David.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Hey, Chris. Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I want to tell you, my brother is coughing.
Oh, yo, Griff from Grits. From Grits.
Yes, sir.
Man, yeah, that's my favorite group, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's my older brother. But I want to comment on this, talk about the quarterback. Man, this reminds me of when Tebow took the Broncos to the playoffs. Mm. You know, I'm a Broncos fan. I was fine with that, you know. But when you get an opportunity to have greatness for one or two years, you got to take advantage of that. And, I mean, we've seen the Tannehill story in Miami, and he came in at week 6, but now people got video of him with the Titans offense. So that might not be the same thing next year.
David, that's a great point. The Peyton Manning comparison is really a great point. It really is a very good comparison.
Yeah, but Tebow wasn't really a quarterback, though. Hey, Tebow was just a competitor, and he was a winner.
Tebow was a fan favorite.
The fans
loved him. They wanted him to succeed. I'm not going to say he didn't have the skill set. He was a great player, but he maybe wasn't quite fit for the scenario there when you compared him to Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I mean, you know when they beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs, playoffs. That was a while ago when he threw. I think he was like 1 for 50, but on that second pass, he threw it overtime, and the receiver runs for a touchdown. He just was a winner. But
I just think if the opportunity arises that Tom Brady is available to be this team's quarterback, that the Titans take it. I just don't see them passing that option up.
I agree, but I agree with you 100%. But it all goes back to, does Brady want to do that? Does Brady want to come and learn a whole different system? Does he want to embrace, you know, the task at hand, as opposed to knowing that I'm 42 years old, I don't have to be in camp that much. But now when you come here, you're going to have to be in camp. You're going to have to do 7-on-7. You're going to have to do all those things because you really don't have that much time like you had in
yeah, he's got 2 to 3 years left, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, can still be very effective. Again, could win another championship. How exciting would that be for this town?
I think he gave it away when he did the commercial, the Hulu commercial. And when he said at the end, he's made it, said all this stuff, but he said this. He said, I ain't going nowhere.
We're going to find out. I want to get your reaction. Sure. This happened earlier this week, when your former coach, Jeff Fisher, got surprised that he's going to be inducted into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. How cool is that?
That's really, really cool. I mean, for him to, you know, we made the move here, and him to help us lead the charge, I think it's phenomenal for him to actually get in the Hall of Fame. I think, what is it, the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. But there's another guy that I really expect that should get in there too, is Floyd Reese.
And it's a possibility.
I think he needs to get in there because him and Jeff built that team together. I know they had a couple of arguments, but they built that team to help us go to the Super Bowl.
Well, and you know, give the listeners a little feel for it. You know, it wasn't just they came to Nashville and played. You guys, they didn't have a stadium. You were on the road for the first 2 years. You're in Memphis where no one showed up, in an awful stadium. You went to Vanderbilt and a few people showed up. Not a lot.
Two people.
And, you know, finally you get you know, the new stadium and the magical year happens. I mean, it's just a wild story. A lot to endure, a lot of rewards at the end, but really not an easy step for a team, players, and coaches to take.
He kept us together as a family. I know we talk about that all the time, but he kept us together when we had practice in trailers. We didn't even have offices. We had meetings in trailers.
That's have a name. They couldn't figure out what they were going
to
call you.
We didn't even have to know. And then we went to Memphis. Well, I respect Memphis, but they booed us when we played Pittsburgh. And then we come here at Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt has a great, some okay facilities, but it couldn't accommodate a pro team. And then all of a sudden we get here in our stadium in 1999. All that stuff was well worth it, to go to all the struggle and all the pain and all the stuff that's going on. We finally made it to the big dance.
It was nice I mean, we didn't quite make it all the way, but nice to reward that team and your players and that coaching staff for what they did to get that year, to get into the new stadium, the new name, the new jerseys, and they made it all the way to the Super Bowl. And fantastic.
It comes down to one word, miracle.
It was the Music City Miracle. Thank you very much for joining us on Michaels and Mueller. We'll see you back here next week. You have a great night.